time for ignorance. No place for intolerance. This is Rutherford on 630 CHED, Alberta's information superstation.
Well, Edmonton Mayor Stephen Mandel is not a fan, although it looks like the administration is looking at considering 24-hour bus service on some routes in Edmonton. Some people advocating for it, especially those working shifts, and the kind of work being done these days is changing. And so they're advocating for 24-hour service. It ends around 1 a.m., the last bus to run. I think it's very similar to what's going on in Calgary. So why 24-hour? What would it do? And what about the risk to drivers? Brian Gould here speaking for the Transit Riders Union of Edmonton, great acronym TRU. Hello, Brian.
Dave, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Brian, how seriously is this being considered?
Well, we just spoke to council yesterday regarding the issue again.
Yeah.
It first got presented to TPW back in January, where councillors and administration declared it inevitable. Our goal yesterday was to show them that the time is now. It's time to determine what inevitable means. Unfortunately, again, it's been put off to budget deliberations, but we're still pushing. What's happening right now is that shift workers are, or transit riders rather, are losing job opportunities. Be they in the hospitality industry, call centers, industrial jobs, it is nurses as well. So we really need to get the ball rolling on this.
I mean, some of the conversation about this is from the transit union, for example, saying, "Hey, listen, our drivers are going to be at risk out there with all the wackos, the drunks, etc. Should they be protected, Brian?"
Right, and that's. Definitely a reasonable concern. It was a little unfortunate to, I actually was sitting next to him yesterday when he came up with that, because previously we were under the impression that it's not like there were no reservations, but that they were in favor of that. We've had drivers come out to our meetings telling us that they were in favor of it. There are security concerns, but the point was made that there are security concerns for the existing service. We are running service into mm-hmm. the 1 a.m. period.
Sure.
And some of the problems are appearing there.
Sure.
We totally agree that there will be security concerns. One of the things that needs to be pointed out, though, is when the budget numbers were run, there is security, there's an allotment for additional security in there, and if more is necessary, so be it.
Well, the idea of cost clearly is there. I mean, nobody's going to make money running a transit system. We all kind of understand that. But
right.
But balancing the number of riders versus the cost, even though it's out of whack and you can't maybe make an even equation, Brian, is that any way to measure it?
Well, if we're going to talk about costs, we should be talking about costs to transit riders. Let's use an example of a job I've had to do. I was a dishwasher on minimum wage, I believe, maybe a little bit over minimum wage, which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I worked 8-hour or more shifts and got off nearing 2 a.m. Luckily, I was able to beg rides, and eventually I had to change my schedule so that I could take early morning shifts. If neither of those were an option, I would be out of a job.
Right.
$30 for a cab ride stacking up against $60 for a work shift. The math doesn't work out. Something's got to give,
sure.
Whether it's housing opportunities, educational features, putting food on the table. We've been constantly hearing stories of people having to fork out for cab fares, and I'm quoting from a report here. I spend more than $600 in a month now for taxi service, and it's killing me.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've turned down many a good night shift job simply because I don't own a car and I don't have the means to get to the job and back home. I don't mind leaving ridiculously early if it means I still get to eat that day. So just looking at the costs of running the service isn't looking at the cost of the full cost equation.
I mean, I think what you just said, the word you used to describe it is a service, too. And I think if municipalities look at the fact that transit's a service, again, they're not going to make money at it. And are you obliged to service the needs of your citizens?
Exactly. And even the ridership estimates that have come out, we've heard 2,000 overnight, which I think, okay, well, we've got the demand for 2,000 people. Why aren't we providing it? But even those demands, what we heard yesterday when Entra reported in their growth strategy,
mm-hmm.
They pointed out that the ridership estimates are very conservative, and not only that, but they don't take into account trips outside in the day. If you can get a bus home from your late-night job. You can take a trip earlier in the day, or you're more likely to become transit-dependent. So these are in the official reports presented to City Council, and we completely agree with that.
So you said there is an overlap, and the more you use transit, the more it's available, the more you are going to use it. Is that sort of what you're saying? Yeah. Brian, hang on a second. Brian Gould, my guest, the Transit Riders Union of Edmonton, advocating for 24-hour service. He says it's inevitable. It's a matter of time. Edmonton is expanding or has plans to expand the service because it is at capacity, like many other transit services are these days. So going beyond the rush hours, is it logical? Should it be done back after this? I'm Dave Rutherford, speaking with Brian Gould, talking about 24-hour bus service in Edmonton and some of the excuses why it's not out there. Calls to you, Brian. Hello, Ed.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah.
I'd just like to make two quick points here.
Sure.
Now, first off, the security concerns, let's not overrate them. I'll tell you why some people are doing that right off the bat. Because most of these bus routes will go to industrial areas where people are productive work.
They could.
It's a safe bet they will be.
Yeah.
And they're doing productive work, and they're working hard, and they're damn tired. They're not useless party boys in White Avenue, most of them.
So what? But do you supply a bus to the party boys on White Avenue?
And I'll tell you why one as a trial might turn out to be an advantage, and I'll tell you why. Think this out for a second. The problem with all the party jerks on White Avenue is they all spill out of the bars and they go here, there, and everywhere. Let's say, think of this. There's one bus starting with one route. There's a good number of them on that one bus. I think it would be smart, and the EPS could supply one cop, the kind who you don't fool around with, and it takes at least 10 drunks to even challenge him. Because then all of a sudden you got them under control by definition, if you have security on that bus, because you got them in one place.
Okay.
You see?
All right, okay.
And then one other point I'd like to make, quick point. I'm glad that this is finally getting into the public discourse, because the biggest underrated, undermentioned, totally unmentioned even in the mainstream newspapers reason as to why so damn many jobs go begging is, how the hell do you get there?
Well, sure.
You know? Okay.
Ed, thanks for that. Okay, he doesn't figure, going to the industrial areas, Brian, if that's part of the experiment, people are not rabble-rousers coming out of there, right?
Exactly, and that's unfortunately what we've been hearing is over and over again, late-night partiers. That's not our perspective on this at all. It's important to recognize as well that when we look across Canada, we are well behind. We're behind Hamilton. We're behind Quebec City and Winnipeg. We're roughly equivalent in terms of end of service to London, Ontario. It's unacceptable.
So Winnipeg does it?
Winnipeg goes longer. 24 hours in Canada. We have Toronto and Montreal running 24 hours.
Right.
Vancouver and Ottawa run until 3:30 a.m.
And any idea what the safety issues or the incidence of crime issues are in Toronto on 24-hour buses? Any idea?
Well, it's nothing insurmountable. I don't have statistics or anything.
Yeah. I mean, Toronto's become a mess anyway.
They're running it. They're obviously pleased with how it's happening.
Okay, well, it is in the public discourse. We'll see where it goes from here. But are you still waiting for more of an analysis from the city?
Well, unfortunately, it's been pushed back again to budget proceedings in the fall. But we're still pushing on this.
Brian, we'll keep talking again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Gould, Transit Riders Union of Edmonton, looking for 24-hour service. And he's right. You can't get, if you're working at those kinds of jobs, you're not going to run out and get a loan, buy a car, and run that kind of expense. And how can you afford a cab? Why not run the buses into the areas that need it whenever they need it? I'm Dave Rutherford. I'm back on Monday. I'll talk to you then.